This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus transmission in Colorado is still high. On Monday, the state reported the seven-day average of positive tests is nearly 10%. That's close to the peak from a year ago. Douglas County will allow public schools to mandate masks for students. In early October, the county had loosened masking and quarantine standards, including in schools, but a federal judge ruled that order violated the civil rights of students with disabilities. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter says he's running for re-election in 2022. He'll try to hold a redrawn district with new political leanings. Perlmutter acknowledged that challenge on Colorado Matters.
You know, this is going to be a tougher district. It's a lot of new area, but primarily the voters are in the suburbs. Broomfield, the suburbs of Jefferson County, are probably 620,000 of the 720,000 people. Then it extends way up into the mountains, Mount Elbert, Mount Massive, the Collegiate Peaks, the Sangre de Cristos. I mean, it's real Colorado.
Perlmutter won his seat by 20 points last election. So far, he's only favored by about 7 points in next year's race. The Vail Pass Winter Recreation Area is now open. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The area is popular with backcountry skiers, snowboarders, and snowmobilers. The National Forest Service says people wanting to visit should plan ahead. Visitors are asked to only park in designated areas, and those typically fill up by 9:30 a.m. on Fridays, weekends, and holidays. Users will be required to buy a day or season pass once the Park Service starts collecting fees on November 27th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The high country has the chance for snow tonight and sunny skies through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.